Okay. What do you call a deaf gynecologist?
I don't know. Wait, let me think about this. A deaf gynecologist. A dino.
No.
What is it?
A lip reader.
Oh, that's dumb. That was actually really good.
All of my jokes are really good. You get it? Little lips. Because vagina has lips.
Yeah.
Why do they call vaginas lips? Why do they call them lips?
I don't know. Why do
they? I don't really care to know.
Why don't you find out?
I'm good. This isn't a science class. I don't have to deal with lips, so I'm good in that department.
They must know sign language, too.
I wonder if they get chapped. Hi, friend.
Hello.
It's been a minute. It hasn't really been a minute.
It's been 2 minutes.
I actually just saw you, what, 2 days ago?
No, it's been 2 minutes because we didn't record last week.
True tea.
Trifling ass.
Wasn't our fault, okay, guys?
It was our fault because we got really drunk on Sunday Fun Day.
Oh, we did. Remember, that was really fun.
We spent all day. It wasn't fun. At the end, I was ready to go home.
Well,
it was just like a lot. Not a lot of alcohol because I liked it, but
oh, yeah, all the restaurants were closed. We wanted to go to.
Yeah, we went to that Mexican restaurant. That was way too expensive for
it's
no
Scorpion.
Reason.
It's Scorpion.
Come on, Scorpion King.
It was good, though.
Did you ever watch The Mummy?
Yeah, with Brendan Fraser. What happened to Brendan Fraser?
Bitch, he was on drugs. Do you want to see a picture?
No, he was not.
Yes, he was.
Brendan Fraser
yes.
was not on drugs.
He was.
It's not good to lie.
I'm not lying.
Brendan Fraser.
First of all, get his name. Was it Brendan or Brandon?
Brendan, bitch. I know what I'm talking about. He was not on drugs.
Yeah, look at what happened to him.
Bitch. What happened to him? I think you're talking about the wrong person.
No, there was somebody that looks like him. Oh, he either got fat or I don't know what happened to him.
Wow.
So he did change.
I mean, he still looks the same to me. He just looks a little bigger.
He just got a little bit more plump.
He looks thick.
You know what they say about thick people? Oh, somebody mocked that up.
Yeah, that's definitely not. That's not.
Oh, wow. people get thick because, you know, they can afford to eat. Okay, so if you see a fat bitch, just know they can eat. Unlike us skinny bitches.
Right, because, you know, we struggling over here.
We struggling in pills? What? What's up? You got lights on, girl? Because I don't.
You got steak and lobster for dinner? Oh, okay. I'm eating ramen noodles.
What? Ramen noodle and maybe chicken.
Hashtag broke college kids.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
We're really not broke.
I mean, yes, I am, girl.
Okay. Sure you are.
I've watched my car get towed right now. Girl, the keys are right here. Take that, bitch.
Ain't your car new?
Buy my Kia.
Ain't your car. Ain't my Kia.
Okay, what's another car? What's another car note? I want to just get revolving cars, okay?
Yeah, Prone's broke, but he has 2 cars.
Okay, don't be spilling tea to everybody. I'm not trying to be nobody's daddy, okay?
Yeah, but no.
Nah.
No sugar over here. It's more salt than sugar.
It's Splenda.
More salty than sweet.
I mean, if somebody want to be my sugar daddy.
Holla, you know where to find us. Tickets pot.
Wait, what did they say? What did Ice Cube say?
Ice Cube.
What did they just say in the last episode of Insecure?
That wasn't Ice Cube.
Bitch, I know it wasn't Ice Cube. They were talking about it. I was trying to make a reference.
Okay, speak up.
Throw that ass back. What was that? What were they talking about?
She said you can do it, put your back into it.
Oh, yeah, you can do it, put the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
And it wasn't. It's not.
Anyway, Insecure is amazing, and I finished it. I actually caught it. I did finish the first season.
He did. He's a little late to the game, y'all, but he's catching up.
But guys, if you want to know that anybody that has tall, skinny, and has no legs, they all cheat.
I mean, but Lawrence didn't cheat, though.
Lawrence is still trash.
He is trash.
I don't give a fuck if it. She cheated.
Well, that's
Lawrence is still trash for, like, playing her ass out, and it's like, oh, psych, I'm moving out, and then gonna go fuck the bitch at the bank.
Psych, bitch, I'm gonna go fuck the bank, ho.
Yeah, he better be getting those dollar bills. He cashing out on her.
Well, you gotta keep watching to figure out what else happens.
He's swiping his card inside her, girl.
Oh, right.
In and out.
Hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving.
A very thankful Thanksgiving.
Yes, a very thankful Thanksgiving. We're so thankful for you guys for listening to us still, because, I mean, I'm very surprised you guys still stick around.
I'm not thankful for y'all.
Okay.
I'm just playing. I am. I love it.
I mean, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did have a good Thanksgiving.
Did you go Black Friday shopping?
I did, and I saw you.
You did.
I did, and I bought my hoodie that I actually slept in for 2 days.
Is it nice?
It's like sleeping and wrapping myself up in a blanket.
Yes,
must be it's nice. Like, it's like almost having a man wrapped around you, but not.
I'll buy you a boyfriend pillow for Christmas.
That would be great.
That's a thing.
That's a thing. Yeah. Because, you know,
who needs a man when you have a boyfriend
pillow? When you have a pillow.
And now, mind you, it's creepy, but...
Creepy.
It's literally a pillow with an arm to cuddle you.
Do they lift? Do they lift? Do they lift, bro? Do you lift, bro?
I think it's... I'm pretty sure.
Oh my god, is it heated to, like, do body, like, no, body heat? Bitch. That would be so fucking cool.
Let's make it.
Honestly, that's gonna be our next
we
thing.
We can make ours in different colors, because the boyfriend pillow only comes in white, which it is, makes it's sense, but...
They only see... Wait.
They only see color?
If they saw only color, then bitch, they would have multiple colors, okay, bitch?
I mean, technically, white is still a color, but, you know, what I
mean. We could do, you know, we could do white.
We can do all colors.
Bitch, we could have a rainbow fucking arm.
War G Biv, a War G Biv version.
Okay.
Comes out on Pride only.
On Pride.
If only I could sew. I mean, bitch, we could just honestly,
we could just take, well, you know what we could do? We could steal all the arms that they have now and put them in, like, dip dye.
True tea.
And then throw, like, thermal things inside of it. Bitch! We millionaires. Who would have thought? What would our thing be called, though?
Mm.
Not the boyfriend pillow.
No, it would be called...
I feel like the fuckboy pillow.
No.
No. The cuffing pillow.
Yes.
The cuffing.
The cuff. Get your cuff
the
today.
The cuff.
Yes. Ooh. The cuff.
Yeah, I can see that in all major sex stores.
Why would it be sex? The pillow. It's not called the fist pillow. It's called the cup.
What is you? Do you want to be fisted?
I don't.
I'm sure, guys, Jelani's taking applications to be fisted.
I do.
He's thankful for your fists.
I do not want to be fisted.
It's okay.
I like my bust the way that it is. It's
closed shut.
Closed.
Sealed shut.
Tight.
Basically like Human Centipede shut.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh my god, you should watch it.
I'm good.
It's weird as fuck. I don't even know why.
I've heard things about it.
Anyway.
Thanksgiving, yeah, good Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
did you eat a lot? Did you gain any weight?
I feel like I gained like 85 pounds and all in my ass. So call me Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
Yes.
Nicki Minaj, but you already know.
Yes.
I love that vine.
You gotta watch your man. Watch your mouth.
That line doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it is. Yes, it does.
Well, my Thanksgiving sucks. I worked because you hoes know how to stay at home. And instead of just buying electronics, you guys want to buy clothes that are always on sale. But it's fine. It's fine.
Honestly.
No big deal.
You get the 50% off discount anyway. Everybody become friends with Jelani and just get Black Friday sales all the time.
Don't become friends with me.
Honestly, just do it. Jelani's looking for friends.
No, I'm not.
He doesn't have
any. I'm too old for friends.
I'm honestly not even Jelani's friends.
Yeah, sure. I'm his only friend. His only real friend. So if any of you hoes think... Gotta get slick.
Wow, the weather tomorrow. It's supposed to rain. Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
But yeah,
anyway.
Thanksgiving was fine.
What did you do besides... Oh, so you just worked.
I have been working since Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'm not off again until Wednesday. And I have class that day.
Oh, so you're gonna have a nice paycheck.
Yep.
So if
I'm
y'all,
thankful for the money.
So if y'all trying to go on a date, Jelani's gonna take you out to... he's gonna take you to Little Alley Steak by Lennox. Treat you to, what, like a 3-course? No, you more of a five-course type
of
girl.
I'm a five-course king, you know?
Okay. Yes, come on.
I like to eat.
And the dessert is his ass, because he's serving cake.
A snack. I put some whipped cream on it.
Okay! Yeah. Okay!
But no, nice paycheck.
Thanksgiving was good. I had Thanksgiving with my mom this year.
How is she?
She's always good. My mom's great. She's getting married in like 2 weeks.
I know.
So weird. I'm walking her down the aisle.
Are you gonna cry?
Probably. I was her ring bearer at her first wedding.
Oh.
I was born before my parents got married first.
Oh, you're a bastard child.
Yeah, essentially. That's
It happens. That's,
my dad told me that when they got divorced.
Isn't a bastard child? I'm a bastard child.
That's what they told me. I mean, hey. Comes with an A. I mean, it comes with the territory, okay?
I love weddings. I wish I had more friends that were getting married.
Me too.
I don't know why, but the older I've been getting,
I cry like a lot more now. Oh my god, than I do too. Is that, it's really weird. I feel like you're every time I watch Queer Eye, I like I'm bawling.
Bitch, I told you when I watched it was crazy, but yeah, Thanksgiving. Let me finish what I have to say.
I'm sorry.
Okay, it's not all about you.
I'm sorry. Keep okay. going. Yeah.
Shit,
mm-hmm.
bitch.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Anyway. Speak. My Thanksgiving was good, but I feel like every Thanksgiving that goes by, it becomes more like nostalgic.
It does.
Maybe it's more necessarily like because I remember the good times when my parents were together.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I wish it was like back at these times when I was a kid and I was so like naive and ignorant to everything that was like really going on with like right. family's lives. And now that it's you're older and you're just like, oh wow, well it's really not everything it seemed to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also very different times now because your parents aren't together anymore. So
yeah. But like, it's just weird. It's different. It was not something. It's something that I like had to like. I don't know, like, deal with.
Yeah.
It's not a comfortable feeling. It's more sad than anything.
It is sad, because your family's not...
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really depressing.
Yeah. Bitch, you're telling me.
I mean, I know, you're not even... Like, your family's not even here, so I know that it's probably, like, even worse than
well,
that.
Well, I haven't had a Thanksgiving since I left home.
Yeah.
And that's really... Well, when Rosemary was here, she would, like, make little things. It was our first Thanksgiving without her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was really hard. But, you know, my mom still...
How was your mom... How did your mom do with that?
Together. Well...
Backstory on Rosemary.
So, Rosemary is my grandmother. When she passed this year, mm-hmm. in, like, June,
mm-hmm.
I want to say the 20th was, June. Like, made 5 months, so she's, like, passed away.
Oh, wow.
And then on Thanksgiving, which 2 days later.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
5 months already?
I know. It doesn't feel like it. It's really weird.
Wow. Time flies.
Yeah, it is flying, unfortunately. I don't know. Everything's the same without her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Speak it.
I don't want to speak it. It's very sad. Like, she was my everything.
Yeah.
Like, without her, I literally wouldn't be alive today.
Well, you're here now.
I'm here now, bitches. I ain't going nowhere. But
that,
no.
That was her gift to you.
Was it?
Girl, you're a bad bitch now with a podcast.
True tea.
So there you go.
True tea.
So there you go. Shout out to Rosemary.
We love you, girl.
Yes, ma'am.
But no. I mean, they kept it. I mean, my parents weren't together. My parents aren't together now. So mm-hmm. it was really small. Like, it's I think it was just like my small mom, Thanksgiving. My sister, and my dad. And that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my other sister, her daughter, my niece didn't come to the house. Yeah, super. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I didn't ask any questions.
So it was a weird Thanksgiving too.
Yeah. I mean, granted had I came, like everybody would have been there, but at the same time it's just really weird. Like nobody's really talking to each other right now.
Maybe sometimes you have to be like that voice of reason, like for people to like get together.
But I'm also tired of being the voice of reason.
But guess what?
Because I grew up being the black sheep and now I'm like
well guess what? That's gonna be your role now. It's never gonna change.
Yes it will.
That's how I feel when I go inside my house, like when I go to my mom's house.
Yeah.
People don't talk until I get there.
It's so weird.
My little sisters told me that. They were like, Tyler, nobody talks to each other until you get here.
I can't imagine, like, I don't know. It's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do what?
I don't know, like, I feel like when I do have, next year for Thanksgiving, I'm definitely going home.
Yeah.
But it's just not going to be the same. Like, I'm going to experience what you experience. I just haven't experienced that yet because...
When you experience that, you're going to be... I don't know. It's going to, like, hit you. It's going to be, like... I don't know if it's going to be, like, a good... It's a good thing in that you're, like, oh, wow, well, this is really the reality of the situation. And it's also a bad thing. Like, it's never going to be the same.
Right. True.
It's never.
I'm honestly thinking about next year going to Florida for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
To see my biological dad's parents.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them in years.
That might be an idea. The other thing that I was thinking about too is that
my grandmother is gonna rip my skin off when she sees my tattoos.
That's fine. Come on, new layer. You're gonna have brand new baby skin, bitch. Wrinkles where? Imperfections where?
What is on your back?
Jelani, that's the devil's work.
What kind of tattoo?
Who are you hanging out with?
She's like, how many do you have? It's like, four.
Mm-mm.
What time I see her, I have four.
The other thing I was thinking about with Thanksgiving is, like, I see a lot of people not hang out with their family. They necessarily just hang out with friends that they consider family.
Yeah.
And they have a lot more fun doing that.
Like Friendsgiving.
They do Friendsgiving where they don't hang out with their, like, actual family members. And I'm like, that's so strange. Like, you'd want to, like,
expect... If I could, I would.
Yeah.
Like, I would choose my family over my friends.
I mean, yeah. But I'm, like, looking at different ways of, like, how people cope with it. Like, maybe they go through the same thing, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. It's so strange.
It is a little weird. It's just weird how it, when you were younger to, like, now. It's just, shit's real.
Shit is real. I think I'm more excited for, this is so sad, like, I am so excited to be able to have my own place. And when I grow up, bitch.
You grow.
I'm still growing up. But, like, to be able to invite, like, my sisters over for Thanksgiving. Yeah. Like, not my parents. I don't want my mom and dad there because I don't want to hear the shit that they have to say about each other.
Right.
I just want my, like, sisters there. And I think it would be so much more fun to, like, play games with them and hang out with them.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I left, when me, Morgan, and Olivia, like, left.
Yeah.
That was the most fun that we had because we were, like, making just jokes together. And being really yeah. funny. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is so much fun. And, like, I couldn't bring my other two little sisters with me. But I'm like, it would be so worth it to have, like, just them there.
Right. Yeah, I get that. I mean, I want the same thing. Like, I cannot wait to, like, experience my, like, my own, having my own family.
Yeah.
Like, being married with my child.
Yeah.
And inviting everybody over. Like, hey, guys, like, this.
Like, you want your house to be, like, the place.
Yeah. I don't know. I do want my house to be, like, the place for we all come together.
Yeah. That's been my, I feel like that's my goal for 2019 is to be able to be like, all right, I did.
Well, I ain't there yet. I'm clearly not getting married in 2019.
I'm not getting married. I'm just saying my own place. We're not getting married. I don't do relationships, girl. Okay. We don't do that.
I don't do that yet.
Not yet.
You don't.
Mm-mm. She's out here living. Like, she's out here living, girl.
True team. I miss you now.
Ever since she saved the head, girl, it's brand new bitch.
Brand new.
Okay. Brand new wardrobe new. Okay. Not yet. It's still getting delivered, girl. It's a day away.
Bitch, speaking of wardrobe, give me a lot of clothes today, okay? My closet's about to be full.
Okay, shopping who? What?
I need to get more hangers. So many cute things you can find. That was in that just trash bag.
In that trash bag that I was just going to throw away.
Yeah, two full trash bags. How many do you have now?
One. Barely.
Barely.
Like a quarter.
I'm taking everything.
And what else is on your mind, friends?
So...
Or, like, an idea.
An idea. Well, you've never met, like, a boyfriend's parents before.
No, I've never gone that close to anybody.
Oh, you just made that very depressing.
How's that depressing? Like, this is true.
The way you said it was just, I've never gone that close to anybody. I have. I met both...
Oh my God, go ahead. Tell me what it's like.
I've met both of my
Enlighten me.
Parents before.
Uh-huh.
So, the first guy I dated... we were actually at Walmart,
uh-huh.
And we were walking just around and getting some things, and he goes, oh my God, and I was like, what? He's like, those are my parents, and I was like, what? And I didn't see them, and so, you know, he made us turn back around.
And introduce and we you.
Went down, it was like the aisle with like the mops and candles and shit.
Oh, so he's like, his family was clean then. His family was clean.
Yeah,
they hanging out. They hanging on the. They hanging on the mops
they were,
and
they were
candles.
Clean. Yeah, they
okay.
Were
their house smelled real Caucasian.
Yes,
candles burning everywhere.
But yeah, I mean, I was only 17 at the time, and he was, how was 8 old? Years older than me.
Okay, pedophile. That's very disgusting.
Stop.
Okay, that's Jelani's kink. He likes daddies.
No, I don't.
Everybody
no,
who, I if you're like,
I do not like daddies.
If your balls are hanging all the way to the ground and you have no hair, your chances with Jelani.
That is absolutely false.
And you can get the senior discount. Come on, Golden Corral.
Goodbye.
Oh my God, that makes sense. Why you like Golden Corral too, bitch?
I hate Golden Corral. You love Golden Corral. Pro loves a buffet.
I love a good buffet.
Anyways, I met his parents then, and it was just awkward for me. I was like, yikes! Like I clearly look young. Like I look like a child, mm-hmm. and like this man. Yeah. So that was the first time I met them, and then. But they were very nice, very welcoming, very warm. Like, I grew to, well, his mom was very friendly.
But isn't, like, a very, like, okay, so you guys met at Walmart, right?
His parents.
Yeah. Like, that was very, like, a casual setting. So he introduced you as his boyfriend?
Yes, he did.
They didn't look at you crazy. They probably didn't look at you crazy, but they looked at him crazy, like, why the fuck are you with a child?
I don't remember the facial expressions.
Oh, oh my
but
they god! Did,
but she, his mom, was like, you know, let's,
you're taking this kid back. Shut up! Are you being a chaperone? Are you taking him back to school?
They invited us over for dinner, and was this? I was either 17 or 18 at the time. I want to say I was 17 though at the time. But yeah, that's how I met them, and then like I said, I grew to love his mom. Like she was like my mother, and she's actually the reason
I'm really just envisioning being like the third party at this Walmart, and like this thing, like, oh my god, this is my boyfriend, and this man is old as fuck. I'd be like, oh my god, I'm calling the cops. Like, could you imagine? I'm sitting here like going through like the candles, like minding my business. Looking, don't they have like the Jesus candles there at Walmart too? Like with the Jesus depiction, bitch. Could you imagine going through that? Oh my god! And then they're out here talking about this grown ass man dating this boy.
Wow. I mean, thinking back, like, it was something was clearly wrong with that picture, but...
Is there something wrong with you? Is there everything okay?
No, not with me. Okay. Absolutely not with me. And believe that.
Just fucking with you.
But, yeah, no, his mom was nice. We went to dinner, and we did it for
How did you guys meet? That's what I want to know. How did you guys meet?
Oh, God. That was a very long time ago. Like, I think we met on MySpace.
Was it MySpace? Yeah. Wasn't Craigslist a thing? Was that like a way of meeting people?
I didn't use Craigslist.
You didn't use Craigslist at all? Met on
MySpace. I was very young.
You met on MySpace. That doesn't stop it. You're a very creative person.
Am I?
You are a creative person. You're welcome.
But yeah, no.
If you wanted to get the dick, you'd figure it out, and you clearly did.
But I didn't have sex till I was 17.
Okay, so he was your first.
Yeah. Oh.
So this was your first meetup. How was your second meetup? Bitch, I didn't even know that, Jelani, like, this is how you met your first boyfriend at Walmart. Wasn't the second boyfriend parents. At his parents is what I meant. But, like, wasn't this... No, that's when you met
we your
second...
We didn't get there yet.
Hold on. No, your second one, your second meetup was at McDonald's, your second boyfriend, right?
Well,
that's, like, your first date. Yeah, first date.
We didn't get there yet.
Okay.
We'll get there. Yeah.
Anyway. Yo, Jelani is trash.
No, I'm not.
Walmart and McDonald's.
Okay, meet him at Walmart. I met his parents. We were already dating when I met his parents. I did not meet him at Walmart.
Oh my god.
No, I didn't meet him at Walmart. I met. Okay. Anyways.
He rolled that ass back, girl. Those rollbacks. It's okay.
Goodbye. My second boyfriend. I met. His mom. I didn't mean his dad. His dad was in Ohio.
Okay.
But Dalton is a very country city.
Who?
Dalton.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to know a fun fact?
It's the carbon capital of the world.
Yes.
I don't really care. That place is trash. 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 I hate Dalton, Georgia.
There's nothing out there.
Off the face of the earth. I would burn it off the face of the earth. It's a horrible place. Full of racist. I'm not even going to get to it. It's fine. Let me tell you. The guy that I was dating during this time, I told him, I was like, you know, this city is country as fuck. Like, I'm going to get lynched. He was like, well, my mom wants to meet you. I was like, I don't want to meet her because that bitch is going to lynch me. And so,
It's not funny. Just the way that you're explaining it is very funny.
We go to her house.
Yeah.
And we're watching Taylor Swift, Skinny Ass, perform I think it was the Billboard Music Awards.
Was it the VMA? Wasn't the VMAs when Kanye, like, took her thing?
No, it wasn't that. And so she's performing her little, I think it was, I don't fucking know. I Knew You Were Trouble. That's how long ago it was. And he goes, hey, mom, Jelani said that you were going to lynch him. And she goes, what's that? What's lynching? I don't know what that is. I was like... Bitch, the whole room. I saw nothing.
That's bitch. You saw black.
Like, I died. I didn't say anything. I was literally shook.
I was like, you're just like,
I looked at him like, are you nuts?
Did you have to explain this to her? What a lynching
he
is?
He told her what lynching
was. And you
was.
Sat there just like this, real quiet.
I was, bitch, have you seen that Fox meme? The Fox sitting in the chair?
Yeah. Hold on. Oh my god, if I could actually do this, hold on.
I was traumatized. I will never.
This is the way I feel like. This is how you were when that happened.
I will never forget that. I was just in a daze.
Like, I was just so shocked that he actually said that. Like,
that fox is funny as fuck.
But...
Okay, so those were your two ways of meeting.
Yeah. And then, but we officially met at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I drove all the way to Dalton, Georgia, and he was like, well, what do you want to eat? I'd never been. There weren't many places to go, but I think there was at Applebee's. And so, I was like, Applebee's is fine. Mm-hmm. And then all you hear in the background is, Applebee's, I ain't got Applebee's money. And I was like, what? And then turns out he was with his best friend and her girlfriend. Yeah, just that night was a mess.
Just, you know.
But, you know.
This theme plays on throughout our lives.
It does.
It has. I just would think that, like, meeting somebody's parents for the first time, I wanted mine to be very memorable.
That was memorable to me, bitch.
I mean, I just want, so that way, like, you'll never forget it. And you'll be like, okay, like, whenever you have, like, if you were to marry this person, you could go back and be like, remember when we met your parents and they said, what's lynching? Bitch, no. Like, that'd be funny as fuck.
That was traumatizing.
That would be funny as fuck.
But I want to segue into horror stories. Dealing with your ex-boyfriend.
Bitch, I got one right now.
Go.
Okay, this was on our last episode. This bitch just showed up to my house.
Yeah, so the last... So that episode,
last two episodes, right?
Spooky Bussy.
Spooky Bussy, that's what it was. Yeah, my ex showed up to my house, bitches.
Yeah, we think it was his ex.
No, it wasn't. It was. It's confirmed.
Oh, it's confirmed.
It's confirmed. But yeah, showed up. I also have gone, like... One night, I woke up to 15 unknown calls.
From a different number?
Not a different number. An unknown number, because that person's number was blocked. I got 3 voicemails. And then over the summer, it happened again. And then I get these weird-ass text messages. As of recently, like this week.
True. I've seen.
But let's get the backstory here real quick. I dated this man for 5 months 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
For 5 months.
5 months.
And he's obsessed.
I'm obsessed.
Obsessed.
I don't blame him, though.
Pro has that voodoo pussy.
I might. Shit. I don't know. It's just like...
Future that, coming back.
It's like that Venus
flytrap. Trapped you forever.
Yes. Those are my crazy ex stories. Horror stories. I feel like what I learned from that is somebody gives you signs as to why they should be your ex or why you shouldn't be dating them. Take those signs.
Did he ever give you signs, like, while you guys were dating?
Yes.
Oh. Well, then there's that.
And I was also the one to break up with him.
Mm, there's that.
So there's that. There's that on that.
You guys, when you see a red flag, take it and run with it.
Kind of like when
and
you see...
do not look back.
When you see a red light, what do?
You stop.
You stop.
But you don't... You stop until it's green.
Exactly. It's never going to be green ever again.
Okay, good.
Or the next. Good. Okay. That's my life advice.
I like that.
Okay.
Good job. You should write that down.
I would. Bitch, because if you go through a red light, what happens? You crash, bitch, and then there you go. You look stupid.
You look stupid.
You look stupid.
Bitch, no, you look dead.
Dead. We don't like a dead bitch.
Nope. Not tonight.
Okay.
Not for me.
Okay, so our next podcast, we have an idea.
Damn, bitch, can I talk about my horror story?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Wow.
Yes.
What a fucking...
Sorry, bitch. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, so... First question I ever had. I could have almost married this man. You know that? So.
You could have married a lot of men.
We were dating for a very long time. And eventually we moved in together.
Uh-huh.
And he had this best friend who I hated him.
Mm-hmm.
So they were all, he was always at my house, eating my food, taking, you know, using my water, sleeping on my couch. And at one point, my ex disappeared for a week. Literally a week.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't text him. Couldn't call him.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, his mom, who I love very dearly,
mm-hmm.
She...
What's love got to do with it?
She said something to me.
What'd she say?
And she says, where's my... I almost said his name. I'll delete that off the podcast. She goes, where is he? And I was like, honestly, I don't know. And she goes, oh, is he on drugs again? And I was like,
drugs? Oh, I know who this is then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, what do you mean drugs?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know, so-and-so used to do drugs, like meth. And I was like, meth?
Oh, yeah, that's when you found out, right?
No, that's not when I found out, actually. Well, that's when I found out, but it was confirmed to me at a later date. But she was like, you know, how long has he been gone? I was like, I haven't seen him in a week, whatever. And she really like told him, like, he's probably on drugs again. Like, and she told me to leave him. But I was like, you know, me being dumb and young, I was like, you know, okay, you know, I'll think about it, whatever. I came home from work one day, and my key wasn't unlocking the door. And so I'm like beating on the door to the point where I have to like knock it open.
He changed the locks.
No. They did something to the knob where it just wouldn't fucking turn. And when I finally
they stashed their meth in there, bitch, in the keyhole.
Let me tell you.
You know, those people would not do crazy ass shit.
When I finally got the door open, it was my ex, his best friend, and some guy. And they were all looking at me, and I'm like, why won't the door open? And they're like, what? We don't know. Maybe your key wasn't... I'm like, bitch, whatever. So I drop my shit off, and I go in the kitchen. In the kitchen, on the counter, I see a clear, or a baggie, a little Ziploc bag of crystals.
Of crystal meth.
And I've never seen crystal meth, because why would I have seen crystal meth? And so I picked it up. And I think I sent a picture of it to my mom, and she told me what it was.
I was like,
and she was like, get the fuck out of there.
This is drugs.
And, like, yeah, and it was just a wrap from then.
Bitch, you were on, Narcos.
I've never seen that, actually.
You're just like, oh my fucking God.
I've never seen Narcos.
You could have went to jail. Watch that on Netflix.
Not happy.
Okay, so what did you learn? What did you learn from that?
When your ex disappears, he's probably at a sex party. That's what I learned. That's what I learned. It was going to confirm to me that that's okay. What he was. At a sex party.
At a sex party. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Good lesson.
PNP.
PNP.
Literally party and playing.
Okay. Come on.
For a week.
Party.
Bitch, what is party? Drugs for a whole week?
I mean, some people can do that.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Guys, please don't do drugs.
That might be somebody's priority or goal. Don't knock them down on that.
It just makes me so sad seeing people, like...
And it might make them really sad to see you, like, working your life away in school.
Bitch, but it's working out for me now, isn't it?
It is working out.
What are they doing besides making...
They're getting higher than me and you will ever get.
True tea.
Okay? They're seeing visions and shit that we will never see.
Bitch, they are the
CEOs. Okay?
That's how high they
are.
Of
whatever company they want to be that day.
I pray.
Bitch. Okay.
I pray for everybody.
So next episode, we're going to talk about our, what is it? An after hours club? Bitch, we're going to go to an after hours club.
Just guys,
I really
want
to.
Wait a minute.
Yes, we're going to go. We're going to go.
Wait a minute. This is not my idea. And you guys know by now, I do not want to go. So, I'm probably going to go in and go out. Because I'm going to be astonished. I'm going to be shocked.
Oh, same.
Appalled.
I know.
About what's going on.
I can't wait. Vivid detail.
Do you have to go? You have to pay to get in there?
I'm probably like $10, I think.
I'm not paying. I'm going to stay in there for less than 10 minutes.
That's fine. It's going to be an experience. Experiences are great. You'll never forget it, bitch. He will talk about this for the rest of his life.
Am I, though?
He talked about everything else for the rest of his life, bitch.
I'm going to be...
Okay.
I don't think you should go to a place named after a place in the Bible.
I mean, I feel like that's what makes it more risque.
Anything open after 3 a.m. is the devil's workshop. That's
exactly.
The devil's playground.
Exactly. That's where the spirits come out to play.
I'm good.
I want to be possessed. I want to be touched.
At night. I don't want to be touched.
Put their finger in my booty hole.
I can be touched by the...
I'm here for it.
I almost
possess me.
Mm.
Spooky bussy.
You know, you can keep that spooky bookie. You can decorate it with cobwebs.
Okay.
I'm a holy over here.
Are holy, bitch. you are holy.
She's a holy girl.
You know what I meant?
Nope.
Anyways, we'll think about this whole Zion thing.
No, we're going to do it.
Are we?
We are. And then where can they follow us on?
Two Gays Pod.
Two Gays Pod. If you guys
on
have any
Instagram.
Questions. Please send us questions.
Yeah, we'll start asking more.
We'll ask more.
Since Perron has the password now, since he didn't do it weeks ago when I gave it to him.
So when you see us being more active, you know why.
Bitch, I'm trying.
You've tried. You're trying. You're stretching. You're stretching your muscles.
Yeah.
Stretching. Stressing.
Whatever.
Whatever, bitches. Yeah, follow us to Gays Pod. Poppy Perron. Poppy. Dot.
It's not your name anymore.
Yes, it is. I changed it back.
Okay. Sure. His name is Poppy Perron again. And I'm still Jelani Amir because I'm not changing it because I'm grown. So, other than that, you have anything you want to say to the people?
To the people, keep being you.
Mm-hmm. Be you.
Be you.
Be you, boo.
Do you, boo. Live your best life.
Live your best life and don't do drugs.
Do better.
Don't do drugs that make you look horrible.
No, do drugs.
No.
Do drugs. Drink as much alcohol as you want.
Okay.
I will be there to come pick you up.
Okay.
Message me on it. Our Instagram, don't call me
because no, I'm not. No. Do not message us on Instagram to pick your ass up from Blake's intent.
We got you.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
All right. Goodbye, guys. Okay. He's just lying at this point. Bye.